The Profs Cast!
Before the red sticker.
All that time you've been training for this moment. You know what I mean? Those hours of holding a boom pole.
I'm going to change careers after this.
To do what?
I don't know. We'll find out in the next hour.
Props? Shoe salesman.
Props.
Traveling.
Props.
You've done a bit of props.
I've done
in your
props.
Day.
Yeah, I helped you that one day.
You did.
On what show?
Some MOW. No, it was Foreverland.
What?
An indie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, indie.
That was 9 years ago.
What?
What did
no,
you do?
8 years ago.
I carried chairs mostly. He said he needed some guy to help with the chairs.
And that's what you did.
What do you do?
Carry chairs.
I have to say, that's a raw deal.
It's a pretty raw
the chair
deal.
Thing?
Raw
that's
dog.
That's a raw deal.
Raw dog in it every day.
That could be a whole episode.
The chairs?
Yeah.
People don't really know that.
We could call it Chernobyl.
I'm going to go on record and say I think you guys have the hardest job on set.
Oh.
No, we do.
You do.
You're absolutely right.
No, and thank you.
No, thank you.
You do. It's and I feel like Props gets blamed for a lot of things that go wrong. And
absolutely. We get blamed fuck for everything.
It's true.
And you know
and
what?
And actors blame you too if something's not working and they get frustrated. Well, this thing that I was doing. It's like, no.
No matter how good of a props guy you are, and I know this for a fact, there's going to be a day where you're a hero and there's going to be a day where you're fucking a jackass. And you have to flail around in front of everyone until it's right.
And sometimes it's the same day.
Sometimes it's 5 minutes apart.
Exactly. Yeah. And it can go back and forth, and forth, right? You're like, It's like the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
They'll be like, props, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you'll run in and be like, props, get, rah, rah. It's like, where's then, that folder? I'm like, Ian, I'm going to go hide in my costume and glue shoes together.
And Ian gets to watch like this, like, ooh, fuck, boy,
guys. Jesus. Yeah, one of my favorite things to do is to like watch meltdowns as they happen and do nothing about it. Like see a message get misinterpreted and then just wait and be like, oh, this is going to be great.
In about, five, yeah, four,
in about three. 6 minutes when this all like comes together,
yeah,
and people are going to start freaking out. That's my favorite thing to do on set is to not help.
You Boom Guy and the Dolly Grip, they get to watch the fucking parade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really they just never get to leave.
Oh,
that's
no,
the thing.
No, yeah.
It's absolutely. Hotel California.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's start the show. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
This is Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Props Cast.
Welcome to the party.
It is a party.
Literally,
yeah,
today.
It is a party. Very We're joined party. Today with two special guests, Ellie Robinson and Ian Robinson. Are they married? Yes, they are married. Say hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
Welcome to the Props Cast, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been a long time in the works, kind of, right? We talked about having you on for a bit.
I listened to, I think, two episodes, and I was like, I want to be on the show.
Well.
And then as soon as I got the go-ahead, I was like, I don't want to do it. I'm scared.
Yeah. Don't worry.
I know. Everybody's nervous to come on. Were we nervous at first? No, because we didn't even know if we were going to do it, though.
Yeah. Like, we recorded, like, six episodes before we put any on the internet.
Yeah, that's true. And then we decided.
There's like four lost episodes.
There is.
That are so bad.
Is it only four?
There might be more than that.
God, I thought there was like 20 of them.
Maybe it feels like 20.
One day we'll put out an anthology of lost episodes.
Yeah. Maybe. The best of the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So Ellie and Ian, why don't you tell everybody what you guys do? Because you're also film peeps.
Mm, yes. So I'm a sound guy. A boom operator.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it sounds like. And it's nice because you never have to explain what you do, which is uncommon in the film industry.
Because
they're like,
knows
what's
that?
A grip? And are you the gaffer? And you go, I'm the boom operator. Do you stand there with the microphone? Yes.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, right on.
Yeah. And everyone's like,
And then they go, your arms must get really tired.
Yeah. You get a lot of arm jokes and a lot of tickles and pokes.
Here's a question, though. Do your arms get tired?
Depends.
Legitimately. So, I don't know. I've been doing this 20 years. I don't know if I've ever asked.
This is a Props Cast exclusive.
They have gotten tired before.
When you're doing like a long ass scene.
We did, on the show that I'm on right now, we did a 27-minute take.
Wow.
Which you got tired. And there was one on a show called Continuum where I think we might have worked on together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when they called cut, it was 25 minutes. And I went to pull my arms down out of the sky, and my whole body had seized up. And oh, so wow. They called cut, and I had to, like, slowly wobble back and forth to, like, get the muscles warmed up again. It was on the roof of the Woodward's building.
Oh, yeah. The hot tub.
Mm-hmm, the hot tub.
Remember we did that hot tub thing? God, that was rub-a-dub. A dumb night.
Mm-hmm.
No labs in the hot tub.
I was there.
No labs in the hot tub. No labs in the hot tub.
No, I understand.
Why not?
Rule number one as a sound guy, no labs.
That's where Jordy comes in. For those of you who don't know what labs are.
Yeah, I do that. For those of you who don't know what a lav is, it's a tiny little microphone that goes inside a shirt.
It's the thing that, what was his name on your last show?
Chris
was complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wire.
Well, how'd you feel about that, Ian? Did you hear that?
I don't think he heard it. I told him about it, but.
The last one that I listened to
he works. I don't.
Oh, you don't drive to work, Ian? That's odd. That's weird.
Usually, highway hypnosis.
No, anyways. Usually our guests listen to the show.
Yeah. All of them.
I can't remember the last one that you did. Usually it's urban Ellie legends. Saying you have... Oh, the urban legend one, which was a good one.
Do you want to know the truth, though? I can't even remember the episodes. Like, people talk to me about them. They're like, oh, hey, Jordy, when you guys were talking about that thing on the episode. And I'm like, that was hilarious. Yeah. I have no memory of it at all. Maybe some things, but there's a lot of stuff that I'm like, what? Like, I don't know.
Ellie?
Yeah?
What do you do?
This is a good one because people don't understand what I do either. It takes a lot of explaining.
I can't wait to hear your explanation.
So I work in the costume department.
Costumes.
As a breakdown effects costumer / ager dyer.
Yeah.
And people, so you design the costumes? No. I take the costumes that are already made. I don't sew them either. And then we add an effect to them. So blood, mud,
bullet holes,
glitter,
lightning strikes,
dyeing it, burning them, whatever needs to tell the story.
Yeah,
we do,
making them look like they haven't just been purchased from.
Because people don't realize
Moors.
Everything's brand new.
Yeah,
and then we destroy it.
It's easier that way.
Yeah, because when you need 30 of them, and they all have to be destroyed in succession to the multiples. Like, you have to do them all in succession. It's like, this is when he first gets bloody, and then this is after the next fight. And this is after getting hit by a lightning bolt. Yeah.
It's such a gong show. People don't understand the continuity gong shows.
Well,
that
and they
we go
always
through.
Shoot.
They don't.
They always shoot the
completely
the
out of
worst.
Order.
Yeah, the worst stage. Like, first. Oh yeah, he just had 6 fights, and this is what he looks like. And it's all this blood, and you just have to make up how it got there because you don't actually know yet. We haven't shot it yet.
Yeah. So. No, I know. It's always fine. Like that. They never, and the people don't realize the gong show stuff that we do.
I love when they're like, okay, so there's going to be a big squib, and this guy's going to get tons of blood on him. But we're going to shoot that before we do the squib. And
so
they're like, more blood!
More!
And they're just like, just caking on. And then they do the effect, and it's like, there's like one blob, and like, well, that doesn't work.
Or it doesn't even work, and they go, so I misfire.
But we're
still moving on.
Yeah. We'll just put it in.
How long does it take to put the other squib on? We've got another shirt. No, not enough time. Let's keep going.
Let's just go ahead. And then a lot of the shows, like on Deadpool 2, a lot of the blood was all going to be, they said right from the beginning, this is all going to be vis effects. Like, don't really stress about the blood. So certain things, like I think there's like a wound in his hand that we did that had a bit of fake blood in it, but we didn't have to worry about any of the pooling or spreading or splatter. That was all vis.
That show was great for that. I love that about that show.
Yeah.
We could have given them anything and they would have been like, we'll just CGI.
They had a big vis effects.
It was awesome.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about like when props come to us for aging and breakdown? Like something that's like the props master decides it's too precious and then they bring it to us for some reason.
I like it because I know you guys do a good job.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's a compliment.
I like it.
Especially if it's a cloth or a
something,
textile thing.
Baby
like backpacks and stuff. Like
I know it'll be done right though.
Yeah, cables.
Well, we don't usually have the materials to do it properly.
Right. You don't have a
on
shop.
Set,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or even if we do have a shop, like if we have builders in-house, like they can do it, but you guys are really set up.
Yeah,
to,
I guess
to
that's what I mean.
Properly.
Like you don't have, like the paint shop and all that
stuff.
Like, we are set up. I just always wonder if like you guys are like, oh, we don't get to do that.
No, no, not at all.
Good, I like that.
I'm not. I just like to get stuff handed to me that's right.
Yeah, I just always feel like we're cutting your grass a little bit.
No, nope.
Nope.
Don't ever think that.
Perfect.
Nope. Ellie, don't ever change. Okay.
If, yeah.
Right? And how do you feel about when a prop, Ian, goes to costumes to get broken down? How does that affect your life?
Well, I usually hear about it from Ellie. She'll tell me fair that enough, props man. Has brought in all this stuff to Kosh.
Just answer. Dumped a big pile of stuff on my desk today. Man.
Yeah.
What show have you been on recently?
The last show I worked on was season one.
Oh,
of
that. Big.
11 months.
Big.
11 months.
Jason Momoa.
Momoa. Yeah, he, I saw him once. I don't know. But the thing is, we always hidey hole in our little shop. No one ever knows where we are or what we do. And I go to rap parties with Ian and everyone talks to him. They're always like, oh, Ian, I didn't know you were on this show. He's like, I wasn't. My wife was. Every rap party. People are like, oh, Ian knows everyone. He's on set. He's in the mix.
So classic.
So good to see you all again.
That's classic.
I was thinking a good rule for a rap party would be if you weren't allowed to talk about work and you didn't need to introduce your guest significant other to everybody. If it was just like, here's the rules, you can just come and hang out and talk about stuff, but no work talk. And then it's like we're all gonna forget everyone's partner's names anyways.
It would just be a silent room.
That's fine.
See, maybe that's what we need.
Just people drinking in a silent room.
There's a lot of opinions. You ever
someone would be like, I got a new dishwasher. Oh, yeah.
It would be all that conversation that Jordy hates. The what'd you do?
But remember when you're riding in a silent shuttle? It's kind of nice.
Oh, it's
the
best.
When no one's talking.
We need to do an episode just about shuttles
and
about rap parties.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, rap parties would be a good episode.
I mean, eventually, after like a year and a half of this, we're going to be really struggling for topics.
Yeah.
So we'll get there.
We'll
get there.
We're doing 80s movies part 12.
Oh, my God. No, but you know what? I was thinking
scraping the bottom. UHF.
Because I've been listening.
That just had its 30th anniversary
something. Yeah, great movie.
Great movie.
I've been listening to our episodes, and I've been realizing that we do need to do a part two of a bunch of things.
We do.
Yeah.
90s movies especially. We whizzed through that. That was my fault.
There's a bunch. Yeah. There's a bunch. Okay, so we should get into the topic. As much as I love to have you guys and just shoot the shit.
That's fine. You can cut this out. You got all of it.
No, no, we're going
to
keep it.
We don't usually cut. I know we said that to you before, but we actually don't cut anything.
Yeah. Now I really
understand. This is live.
We don't even know how to do that.
This is live on BBC One.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a big deal or not.
BBC.
I have to do a plug. This is BBC One.
Radio Network.
Do you want me to
from Cheshire to Davenport, the BBC One.
Straight from the bowels of Sussex, where's your BBC? Up made.
Coming from our studios in Tunbridge Wells.
Okay, we've lost our way, Clayton. Okay, so today's episode, and we got to take a picture of this book you brought, but today's episode is about, Clayton, go ahead.
The Simpsons.
Okay, first fact about that song, Danny Elfman says is the most famous piece of music he's ever written.
Yeah, probably.
And he's done a lot.
He's done a lot.
So how do we even start with this episode? How do we even...
I don't know.
Do we just dive into it? Do we just talk about...
I think there's a few things we could go... Like, I don't know. I talked about like what it was... growing up versus what it is now.
Okay. Let's go around the room and we'll talk about what it was like growing up, what our story is with it. First time we saw it, whatever. Ellie, you start.
Sure. Yeah. I will love to start because I'm going to monopolize this whole podcast.
Great.
So The Simpsons for me, like we grew up in Alberta, my family, and we didn't have cable. We only had the 3-channel rabbit ears.
Yeah,
and
no cable, no phone.
Nope,
no CBC. Toilet. That's Alberta.
That's Alberta. Right? Yeah, people don't realize you swim in ditches.
Outhouses. It's not good there.
We should say this on the show because we talked about it before we were recording, but Jordy, Ian, and Ellie are all from Alberta.
Yeah. Outnumbered Clayton is.
Yeah.
And I, like, we only had
BC boy here.
The CBC 5 o'clock reruns. It was Simpsons time. And then Sunday night on Global, you get the new one.
Right.
And so... I was thinking a lot about this before coming on. Like, I never talked about The Simpsons a lot with friends because it's, like, proof positive that you only have CBC. And everyone else had had cable. Yeah. No, they were all watching Much Music thing. And TGIF. Yeah. And
oh, I know. And they talk about it. They'd be like, yeah, Saved by the Bell. And you were like, what?
Like, no, come on. And so we would, my whole family would just watch The Simpsons. And my parents were good at letting us do that. They had good sense of humor.
Yeah.
And they would laugh at things that we didn't get right. Mm-hmm. And then I remember seeing, like, the first thing I thought was, like, funny, like, laugh out loud funny. It was Homer in the devil pajamas going, I am evil.
Oh, yeah.
In the Whacking Day episode. And like,
oh, yeah.
And, like, laughing. Like it's the first thing I was like, oh, that's funny. And I never really talked about it until probably after in college when you sort of meet more people around your age and it started to become, like, it phased out in popularity for sure. But then it was, like, good again. Yeah. And then my friend Jeff, who I've known since I was four, he was like, it's so funny. Like, a few years ago, he's like, it's so funny. It's like, I had cable and knew everything, but now all people want to talk about is The Simpsons, and you've got the upper hand now. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's right. You made fun of me for not having cable.
Yeah, fair enough.
And now I can talk with everyone
about that happens Simpsons. With people, though, right? Something you think is kind of nerdy and you're made fun of when you're a kid comes mm-hmm. back to really make you a cool person.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any experience in that
Clayton,
realm.
That's your whole life. That is your whole
Star Trek life. Has always been cool. But even before the J.J. Abrams reboot, everyone.
But then it came back to haunt you because it was like you liked that stuff when you were little. Yeah. And then it was like really cool. And then everyone's like, Clayton, you're a fucking hipster, man.
And yeah, like, and then all the Teamsters with their Star Trek Beyond hats. I'm like, take that fucking hat off. Take it off. You know nothing of the Enterprise and its crew and its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds.
That would be a good episode with Ian. He's got a lot of family Star Trek in that.
I've got growing up picture of me of 10-year-old Ian talking to a Ferengi.
Yes.
And you can tell I was all nervous about it. I was like, wow. Like, he's probably that? I know you're probably really busy. You need to be on a mission soon. It was at Canada's Wonderland.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah.
God,
which was big Star Trek themed in sort of the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Canada's Wonderland.
Really?
A lot of Star Trek.
Well, that was interesting. Next gen, right?
Yep.
And so then to wrap it back, when I met Ian in film school and we were making Mon Ami, one of the things he said in one of our production meetings was he like threw his hands up. He goes, what's the point of making this? All people want to watch are Star Wars, The Simpsons, and Tom Hanks movies. And I was like, are you God, my so soulmate? And then he ordered Chinese food off menu, and I was sold.
I can see why you fell in love with him, to be honest. I think I just fell in love with you again. You know what I mean?
And I didn't even need to order the Chinese food.
I fell in love with you when you first started calling me Gordon Bombay.
Gordon Bombay. Or Gordon Shumway.
I don't understand that. Because,
okay, so you started calling me that. Gordon Bombay was the coach.
I know that one.
From the Mighty Ducks.
What's Shumway?
Gordon Shumway was Alf's real name. Alf's real name. From Planet Mail Mac.
Alf. He's back.
In pog form. Okay, let's keep on track here, though. Okay, let's keep on track.
That wraps me up.
I need a minute.
Ian, you go ahead with your Simpsons childhood story.
Well, similar to Ellie, I only had the one channel, CBC. And so it was the highlight of the lineup. Full House at 4, Family Matters at 4:30, the main event, 5 o'clock Simpsons.
Yeah.
And then after that, Fresh Prince or Star Trek came on.
Yeah,
a win-win scenario.
So
that's a great TV lineup, though, for one channel.
It totally
that's
was.
That's pretty good.
Every
yeah.
single day,
it's Fresh Prince.
Pretty incredible.
I used to watch that show too.
I feel like you got really like you got the meat and potatoes mm-hmm. of
that's
90s
really
television.
All you need. That would be the entire
yeah.
But for me, I grew up in a house with no violence, no like you aren't allowed to watch
no porn.
No porn.
That's too bad.
No porn. No Power Rangers. No Power Ranger porn.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Strict.
Double whammy.
No Ninja Turtles. So Simpsons somehow snuck its way in there with its bad behavior and its swearing and poisoned our young minds.
But you weren't allowed to watch what part of it? There's something you couldn't watch on The Simpsons.
On The Sim.
Was it Itchy and Scratchy?
No. Well, how do you filter that out. Parents well, run over not the itchy and scratchy part. Yeah. Not that
they
10
click
seconds.
It off
and then it's like 20 seconds later by the time the TV comes back up. But yeah,
so funny.
That's what it was. And then it was pretty much once I started working in film, Simpsons references came up every single day.
Yeah.
Especially when you were working with like on Continuum. with Mark Schroeder, big Simpsons guy. Oh, they used to have Simpsons parties. Like when we watched the reruns that came out, they would go and watch them live on Sunday nights.
And have a little soiree.
And they would do, what's the new Simpsons episode coming out on Sunday nights? Something I've never experienced.
Yeah, neither have I. That is lost. That's deep.
That is a lost tradition. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what day Simpsons comes out. Which
Sundays. I don't either.
Sundays? Still is it? Still? Yeah. Is it? Yeah. On Fox?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Fox owns the rights to The Simpsons till 2086.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
That's a deal they made.
Disney didn't buy that?
Well, 1986, so...
100 years.
It was probably just a joke.
Was it 86, though, that it came out? Because here's the thing. It might be 88. Okay, here's my childhood story with it. I'll tell it pretty quick, although it might take the rest of the episode. Kidding. Nobody laughed at that.
It's okay.
Okay.
Because I thought you were serious.
Yeah, I thought you were too.
So I'm the same age as Bart Simpson, technically, okay. Right? Because when that show came out...
You're still 10?
Well, he was 10 and it came out... No, when it came out... Because he's 39, right? Remember we Googled this.
Oh. No, you're the same age as Homer.
No, I'm the same age as Bart and Homer. I'm the same age as Bart in real life okay. And I'm the same age as Homer in the show.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he's 39 in
Homer's
the show.
Homer's 36 in the show.
Are you sure?
Oh, no. Nope.
I'm pretty sure he's... okay, maybe I got my information.
But sorry,
and you're the same age as Homer.
I'm 35.
He's 36? Oh, there you go. Because I Googled one thing. Anyways, okay. So when I was 8 years old, or 9, mm-hmm. I went to an animation film festival with my parents in Edmonton on White Ave at the Princess Theater.
Ooh.
And they had all these animation things. This is before it was on TV. Mm-hmm. And they showed The Simpsons, the first... short, whatever the that shorts. Was. It was the family photo one. Like, okay. It's so old school. It's like, Homer talks like that.
Yeah.
Remember when Homer's voice was all... And he's trying to round up the family for... It's like that. It's like that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's trying to round them up for the family photo. And it's... Yeah. And yeah, and I remember it being so big. It was so controversial, mm-hmm. right? Because remember there's a thing where one of the first aired episodes where Marge shaved her armpits with an electric razor? And Bart is trying to take a picture of her. Yeah. And people were like, oh my God, what? Like, that was so risque at the time for network TV.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, but when I was 9 years old, 10 years old, Kat's age, I had like Bartman shirts, mm-hmm. you know, eat my shorts, mm-hmm. you know, all that jazz, right? I got right into the whole thing. And mm-hmm. then it just became a... I used to record them on VCR, and I had two tapes, and God knows what happened to them, that had like 60 or 70 episodes on them, and we just used to watch them, right? This is before DVDs.
You can't have that many episodes on a VHS tape, you liar.
I don't know. But there's a few tapes. Maybe come on.
They're like 4 hours each, those tapes.
Yeah, well, it's a crazy time, Clayton. It's a crazy times. Okay, what's yours?
I wasn't allowed to watch it at first.
What?
Because my mom didn't like it. And then my dad just started watching it because he wanted to watch it.
Right.
So eventually my mom was like, gave up. She still doesn't like it, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh.
See, my dad used to say it was the most Christian show on TV.
Well, that was kind of the tipping point, was that there was a really... They went to church, and then there was the Flanders. So
there's always a message at the end of every episode. There's always a moral story.
I'm talking golden era, really. And I did mention this to Clayton before. Yeah. I was like, I really only like...
What were the parameters that we said?
Like a third of The Simpsons.
Like season four to eight.
Mm-hmm. Solid gold.
The gold.
Fringe good is like 3 to 10, but 4 to 8 is solid.
The Conan era.
Yes, 100% the Conan era. But that's less than a third.
Yeah.
So to say I'm a fan...
Well, though that was a good era, though. I mean, let's be realistic.
Do you need any more than that?
Not really. Nope.
It's like running water at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
But since we're in the time... Favorite episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to go first?
Oh, Ian.
I'll go first.
Rocket.
So, Mr. Plow is my favorite episode. And
would you like to reference it?
Yeah, there's probably the stuff you missed on Mr. Plow.
Yeah.
Because they've got all the good, like, the signs on the sides of the church and stuff like that.
In the book. Little details.
Yeah. But Mr. Easter Plow, for me, it's like people know the show right away or the episode right away. And they're like, oh, yeah, and it's Barney and Homer and the mountain struggle. But there's so many other
sure-footed good, as a mountain goat.
Good
put it in H.
Yeah, that entire episode is like littered with classic Simpsons jokes. Yeah. And
the Ronstadt's in it.
Put it in H.
Oh yeah.
She does the jingle for Plow King.
For Plow King.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
God, it's so great.
Yeah, Grandpa Simpson as the old man Winter.
when they're shooting the commercial
and he walks through the back of the commercial, I have to lie down. My head hurts.
The ice cubes.
So good, man.
Oh, solid. And that episode is joke after joke mm-hmm. after joke after joke. It's
so good. Yeah. And so we rewatched it a couple months ago, and it has so many wonderful lines in it. Mm-hmm. Put it in H. It was our friend Kovacs. He had shirts made up.
Yeah. This car. Yeah, the Bumblebee logo on the car. What country is this from?
That's a great episode. So you're even talking about it. Like, I've seen it, but then you forget the quips.
Well, my problem is I have the DVDs, so I just throw them on. They're going.
You still watch DVDs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. My Simpsons DVDs. Right on. Until Disney Plus comes out with all of them.
Is that what it's going to come out on?
I will kill those DVDs.
Fair enough. They're not streaming.
No.
But nobody's going to watch anything other than those four seasons, even if you have access to all 30 of them.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah.
To me, it's when you see a new episode of The Simpsons, it's when you see the shading. They, change the animation style, so yeah. I just give up right away.
See, to me, though, going on what you said before, that we could start our own streaming services, that's just one, that's Star Trek streaming, mm-hmm. Simpsons streaming, and Tom Hanks movie streaming. Yeah. That's all you need.
Tom Hanks could make his own platform.
He could.
People will buy that.
Yeah.
Tom, do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Do it.
Tom. Just on.
Who doesn't Tom. Love him? Mr. Rogers He's is coming in, out. We were talking.
Oh my
about.
God, it looks so good.
Yeah, that's a good one. He's in the Simpsons movie. Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah, he certainly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And he says, "Please leave me alone."
Does he ruffle Bart's hair and a bunch of sparkles come out of it or something?
Oh, I don't remember now. I haven't really seen that movie very much. Yeah,
the movie's good though.
Yeah, it was solid, yeah.
People talked about it for so
They're long. Talking about another one still. Like, people keep saying, when are you going to do another movie? I mean, you could.
They predict, I mean.
They're losing too many staff, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. People are passing away, which is sad.
Okay, so, favorite episode.
Oh, well, this is a bit of a funny story. It used to be Cape Fear. And then Clayton and Ian and I went to a Simpsons play.
I don't know if I ever told you about this, Jordan.
God, tell me this story.
It ruined.
A Simpsons play.
It ruined my favorite episode. So the first act of this play is a bunch of people in the post-apocalyptic world trying to remember the plot to Cape Fear. And the whole time, remembering...
The actual movie.
Yeah, the Simpsons episode.
Oh, the Simpsons
Cape
episode.
Fear,
yeah.
Specifically.
Right.
And they are remembering it wrong. So as I do, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, that's not right. That's you're getting in line.
And I'm like, I think that's the point, is that they can't really remember.
It is.
Let's give it another half hour.
Yeah.
Nope, we'll give it another act.
Yeah, it was three acts.
So we watched the second act. And by the second act, by the second act, I kind of wanted to leave. But it was one of those plays, if you wanted to leave, you had to walk on the stage to exit the theater. So small.
So small.
And
you could have done it though.
We could have.
They
done
can't
it.
Hold you there legally, right?
True. And then the third act, I just spent the whole time reading every word on the program backwards I wouldn't laugh out loud because it was unbearable. And at one point, Ian and I started laughing and I'm shaking and I'm trying not to because they're right in front. They're
they
as close as you and I are.
Yeah.
The actors can see you. It was
Oh, boy. That sounds like a bad 2.5 hours.
That was, for the longest time, my favorite episode. The rake gig, where he steps on all the rakes.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, man.
The whole Sideshow Bob thing.
Sideshow Bob is, one of my favorite characters. He's so funny. I like Kelsey Grammer. I like that he's trying to kill a 10-year-old. It's just funny to me.
What's your character's storyline? Well, he's trying to kill this 10-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, and all only the 10-year-old. Yeah.
And he never succeeds.
Sort of on board with him whenever he comes out.
Yeah, I like the joke where Bart's on the boat running back and forth, and he goes to the alligators and the eels, and then the alligators get, and the Gilbert and Sullivan. It's a bake 'em away toys. There's so many good lines in that episode. But my other favorite episode is Marge versus the Monorail.
Oh yeah.
That's
written by Conan.
Written by Conan.
So good.
Now, have you guys seen The Music Man?
No, but I know that it's parodying that.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's mostly just that big scene in the City Hall kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Music Man is it's somewhat of a parody of it.
Can we take a second just to talk about Phil Hartman?
Yeah.
The late, great Phil Hartman.
Yeah, he's been passed away for a while now.
He has, but
it's been 20 years.
Whenever I see those old episodes and I hear his voice,
it makes me
it's
sad.
Like I get a little bit emotional.
Me too.
Because he was so
good.
Funny and good.
He was a talented
man. Then robbed of his
life. Yeah.
Yeah, what happened again? His ex-wife.
Murder, suicide.
Was mad.
Yeah.
She was crazy. As mad as you can get.
Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah.
Murder, suicide. I'm not a details person, but 3.5 months ago, we watched Phil Hartman do a Christmas special. He was like the host of, it was a DVD special feature. We saw Phil Hartman host like a special features.
It was Dr. Seuss. It was for the Grinch, the animated Grinch. Yeah. He was doing like a TV spot behind the scenes, sort of as you would watch programs in like the 90s. They'd do like a whole episode about like going behind the scenes in the animator. And he was hosting it in a tuxedo and on a green screen.
But
so good.
But it was... Like Troy McClure.
Troy.
He was hosting like he was just hamming it up, and you could tell everybody's like, really? He didn't like dress it up at all. It was just as Troy McClure would host the Grinch good. Special features.
Like dry painted on smile and like
how did he get drummed in to do the
I know, right? Like what
But it was like shocking. And I mean, why are we watching the special features of the animated Grinch? I don't know.
You know what? For all you young kids out there that might not know who Phil Hartman is. Is that mean to say?
No.
I don't think it is. For all you young kids out there, look him up.
Look him up.
He was
comedy
on Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
He was on News Radio.
So good.
Simpsons. He probably did a bunch of other animation.
He's in Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is what he's most known for.
Yeah.
When you look him up on IMDb, that's the first thing that comes up. Is Jingle All the Way.
That has
it's
the
popular.
Most hearts. Yeah. IMDb has hearts now. Did
what?
You see that?
Hearts.
Yeah, you like click a heart. And it's on your name and your all of our names. There's a heart now.
Can your heart rating go up and down?
Let's all go heart each other.
Yeah, I'm going to heart Phil Hartman.
Phil. He was supposed to do Futurama.
Oh, yeah.
And it was right when they were just making it. That's when he died.
What have you been, Zap Brannigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wrote that character for him.
Well, that would totally suit him.
And then they got Billy West to do
it. Who is great, too.
Yeah, who's also great. Really great. Legendary voice actor, Billy West.
Okay, so Clayton.
Yeah.
Moving along. Favorite episode?
Hands down, Radioactive Man movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice one.
It was
solid.
Oh, wait, like when I saw that episode, I never laughed so hard. And
it's
the
so
jokes
good.
Still stand up, like all the film jokes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of my favorites is when he's painting the horse to look like a cow.
Yeah.
Why are you painting
the horses look like cows?
Cows don't look like cows on film. You gotta use horses. What do you do if you need a horse? Tape a bunch of cats together.
Fucking so genius.
How do you top that?
My favorite still, though, and I know it's cliche, but it's when the director comes into Milhouse's trailer and he's in a costume and he's like, no, we've got to do it again. He's like, it's the way Milhouse is. He's like, no, I don't want to do it again. We've already done it. He's so mad.
It's done. Yes, but we've got to do it from different angles. Again and again.
Oh.
And that episode takes on a whole new meaning, because when we were on Mon Ami, you kept making jokes about that episode, and I had to go back and and like once you're in film and you rewatch it, the Teamsters.
Oh, the Teamsters, yeah. And when they're
the
like
stunt guy.
I let them use our house to film in for $50, and the guy's like, "We'll put the cable through here," and he just bashes a hole in the wall.
Oh, the acid! Like
my favorite line from that episode is when. Milhouse asks if it's a real X-ray machine. He's like, great question. We'll look into that. Now X-ray machine, do full power.
You can see his skull.
Good question.
I think I'm laying on a broken bottle.
Use it. Yeah. There's a puffy pants tax.
Puffy pants.
Then there's they just gouge everybody.
Movie screws, $10.
Yes, and it's so true.
It is. It is true.
God, everything in that episode. Everything. Up and at them.
Better.
Up and at them. And Bart grows at 1/2 inch overnight. That's faster than Grandpa's shrinking. And
he's got the
I'm as tall as I've ever been. And waddles by like 3 feet high. That's a great episode.
Okay.
One of the best ones.
Okay, Jordy, you're up.
I guess mine would be...
You can't say any of the three that were previously mentioned.
I guess mine would be Radioactive Bat. No, I'm...
No!
No, mine is gotta be Homer at the Bat.
Oh.
Right?
Mm, the baseball.
Yeah, the baseball isotopes. You know that they named a real team after
the
that?
Isotopes?
Albuquerque, yeah. Isotopes. It's a real minor league
and
team.
I think the Isotopes got moved to Calgary to play in the... no joke. The,
yeah, there was an Isotopes.
They got moved and they became like the Calgary Vipers or something like
that.
Oh,
wow.
I might be wrong about that, the details thing again, but yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Don't worry, someone will email us and let us know.
Yeah, on this topic especially. Yeah.
An expert on the Albuquerque isotopes.
Just quickly say your email on Mike's.
ThePropsCast.
@gmail.com.
Yeah, because that episode was, at the time, I don't know... Had there been any other, like, that many cameos and any kind of a
show? Oh, man,
show?
I have that shirt. That was an older episode. The 92 City Champs with everyone, like the Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, 92.
Jose Canseco. Yeah, 92.
Mattingly, Shave Those Sideburns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ken Griffey Jr.
I always reference that episode.
Yeah, Shave
When Ken Griffey Jr. has a gigantism from the tonic.
God, so good.
No hustle either, Skip.
Because The Simpsons, Daryl to Strawberry. Me, was the first one to, like, sort of make, like, olden day jokes.
Yeah.
Like nobody really did that before,
no, and they would parody really old stuff in the beginning. Yeah. Really old movies and old things that you would never catch unless you're... And that's how you hook adults, though, to watch a cartoon. I think that you have to. You have to start there. And then kids will think the kids stuff is funny. And
but the stuff that Mr. Grown. Burns talks about all the time, like his old car machines.
The autogyro.
Exactly.
The King of the Siam M.
And just making Ken Griffey Jr. drink tonic. You know what I mean? Like, nerve tonic. Try this, right?
Oh,
it had never been done. It had never been done.
Oh, so, I love Mr.
Burns. That's a fucking awesome episode.
I love when they're picking the teams. And so Bart's, who's the other team captain? Bart's like picking Milhouse, and then Daryl Strawberry walks by. I choose Jose Canseco.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Poor Daryl Strawberry in real life, though.
I don't know.
What happened?
Oh, he just has, he's had some issues. I mean, Jose, a lot of those guys, Jose Canseco has to be on testosterone for the rest of his life. Because his testicles cannot produce testosterone.
Oh, God. So many steroids.
Ooh, too many steroids.
I love the facts that you
can you pull out. Can you put that medical report in the show notes, please?
Yeah, we'll post that.
This is Jose Canseco's testicle results.
Oh my God. Yeah, fact.
This happens to men. It happens to guys who do roids too.
I have to
well.
Believe you.
Apparently, if you're on roids, you have to like slowly go off.
Yeah,
you can't just quit being on roids. Just learn that.
Yeah, that happened. That's actually a lot of things.
Why do you?
I also learned the street name to coconut cocaine recently.
Coconut cocaine?
Apparently, it's a new thing.
Coconut cocaine?
Like it's cut with coconut?
What?
I don't know. Or maybe it's flavored. Like maybe it's like.
Maybe it has MCT oil in it, so it's good for your brain.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I don't know. Anywho.
Moving along.
I'm just going to crack open a nice, cool Canada Dry Club soda, our official sponsor.
Okay. It's the water.
Oh, yeah.
Been sparkling, making America sparkly since 1986. What is it?
Yeah, something like that.
You remember Clearly Canadian?
Yeah. Dude, they have them again.
Apparently.
I saw one, yeah.
Yeah, they're still around. I talked to...
Peach. So good.
Oh, yeah.
Raspberry.
Blackberry.
Was it blackberry?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a black cherry. I was talking to some movie people who were filming in the Clearly Canadian, like, warehouse.
You are?
Yeah. No, I wasn't, but people on my show, they said they were working in the Clearly Canadian, and they just had, like, shelves and shelves of Clearly Canadian
still.
They still
make it?
And they said, help yourself. And they're like, really?
What?
Why?
I'm okay. I'll pass.
What?
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a Clearly Canadian?
Not that long ago.
At your parents'
I had one like a few months ago.
When I watched the Radioactive Man episode for the first time.
Okay, so if you guys had to pick we're going to do a two-part thing right now.
Okay.
We're going to do...
I love when you curate things, George.
You got to pick your favorite main character,
mm-hmm.
like your favorite of the family,
mm-hmm. okay.
and then you have to pick your favorite like fringe character.
Okay?
So Clayton, go first.
God damn.
On the spot.
Okay, obviously the first time I saw Simpsons, Bart was my favorite character.
Yeah, mm-hmm. of course.
And then you grow up,
of course.
And then you like Homer.
Homer.
But
Oh, yeah, I guess if you're a dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I like Homer. I was going to say I like Lisa.
It's okay. You got to be honest.
But.
You can be honest.
No, it's Homer.
Okay.
And then peripheral character, Professor Frink.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice choice. Nice choice.
The blatant Jerry Lewis ripoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Frink is well written too.
Oh yeah. Like, very well, they written. All are.
Because, and I think it's partially because the writers are very smart.
They are
nerdy folks,
Harvard
right?
Folks.
Harvard, Yale, possibly Cornell, maybe. Probably not Cornell.
My favorite Frink moment is when he designs the house that gets up and runs away from danger, and the leg breaks and it falls. and then later on in the episode, the actual house gets up and runs down the street and breaks the same way the model does.
And starts on fire.
And all the burning family falls out of the model.
That's really why it's funny is because it's so smart. Details. Right? It really is a smart show.
Uh-huh.
And it, like sometimes it's all like, you know, you have Netflix now, you'll watch something. You're like, oh, maybe this is good. And it's not smart. It's not smart writing. And you feel like you're dumb because the writers think you're dumb. So then you're like, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're right? placating.
Yeah. Totally placating.
And we've probably all witnessed that on set. I know I have. Mm-hmm. When people are like, I don't think the audience will get it. It's like, yeah, they will.
Give them more
and
credit.
It's like
grown.
Just the jokes.
If they don't get it, they'll turn to the Hallmark Channel and watch that.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Exactly.
There's place for this. It's called Two and a Half Men. Watch that.
Oh!
You don't get this humor? You'll get that. Dial it back.
Big Bang Theory, which Clayton... Don't talk to Clayton about Big Bang Theory. Is he looking at me right now? Is Clayton looking at me? Don't.
Why? Does he hate it?
He hates
it. I hate it so much.
It's
so 10,
9, 8, 7.
I hate it so much.
What are we talking about?
Ian, I believe it's your turn to name your favorite character and fringe character.
Mm. I think, well...
In the family.
I do like Abraham Simpson.
Oh.
Because...
Good choice.
I didn't even think he was an option.
Because I just love all his, like, old-timey remedies for everything. Oh, you gotta rub an onion on your belt. Or we used to wear an onion on your belt.
Yeah.
You gotta...
Smeckler's powder.
Oh
my god! We were just watching that episode. No, so Smeckler's. Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, it's so good. So Abraham is probably the Simpson.
Oh, he's so good at just painting the picture of what we do in Western society
to
our seniors.
People, it's hilarious.
And you, I'm not gonna say this. It's not a weird thing, but Ian loves old people. He doesn't have grandparents, so he like really you like hanging out with my grandparents and talking to them. And
old people
got,
are interesting.
I like old people too.
They got great things.
They got stories,
and
I just love listening to like their old timey sayings because there's a certain point where you're like, this is how I talk, and I will talk like this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In 1940, when those guys hit that day, they're
the
like.
Of their life. Like, yeah, political correctness be damned.
It's, You just go, this is me and I'm not changing. That's what I like about old people.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know. I love talking to old people too. I don't have many in my life anymore, but the ones I do have, I definitely cherish a good conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand.
And then you're fringy?
Mo Sizlak.
Nice.
Like, hands down.
So many
because,
shady operations.
Because he is so shady. Like whenever he's got the whale and he had pandas and he had the hole in the floorboard that the guy was looking out of and he just
squirrels.
Puts his foot over it. Yeah.
And he's so sad.
Oh, he's so
sad. Sack,
so
right?
sad.
You feel so bad for him sometimes. You're like, oh, man.
The lie detector?
Oh, yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
There is an episode I've only seen once, and Mo turns into like a movie star, and he gets all this plastic surgery.
And then
the set falls on him.
And it makes his face go
and
back.
And it mangles it. He's like, well, I don't understand why I don't have some mangled face. Why did it just go back to my original face?
Put a tiny bow on that episode.
Oh, man. I remember that episode.
So
I don't know
good.
What it's called, but God. I remember it for sure.
He's so shady. Or when he attacks Jimbo, he's like, I wasn't going to kill you. I was just going to
cut you.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one where he has the fries? The hot
Uncle Mo's family feedback.
Uncle Mo's family feedback.
When he makes the family
and the kid's like, look, I drew a picture of you. And he's like, you got the stink lines and everything. When he wanted to, when they're thinking about the names for the barbershop episode, when they're thinking about the names for it, and he's like, "How about the Mos Sizzlak Express?" When I first heard that, I was like, "That's the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life."
It's so good. He's a great
He's an awesome character.
Oh man. Yeah, so good. Okay.
Okay. I would say Lisa too, but or I would say Lisa because she's a straight man and she loves recycling and the environment and all that stuff like me. But I actually really love Marge because Marge is grounding for the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then she has episodes where she's off the rails. Like
she loses her shit.
Yeah, she goes to jail. She's addicted to gambling. She becomes a cop. Yeah. Like she does the pretzel gamut. She gets her own business. Like every once in a while, you see her leave her little stay-at-home momness and become a totally different person. And I now really like those episodes.
It's funny because when she does that, that's like, oh, that's why she's a Simpson.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a bit
wacky. Because most of the time you're like, why is Marge stay?
Yeah.
Because she's so normal. Yeah. Like you said, she's grounded. So she's the heart of the family.
Yeah.
And then she goes nuts and you're like,
You see her she's got a little rails. Wild in her. Yeah. And she like, you know, the affair with like Jacques. Or not really an affair, but you know what I mean? Like she can be swayed still, which is interesting to me. And there's a big theory about why people love The Simpsons is because... Like, why people love Homer when you're not really supposed to. It's because Marge loves Homer.
Mm.
And that's why you love Homer. But so I really like Marge episodes. I like when she starts to panic and she's, like, afraid of flying. And she's like, I just realized we never had a wedding for the cat and the dog. And she's, like, trying to repress her memory, like, fierce.
Because her dad was a steward.
I thought it was a pilot.
See, it's funny because when we talk about these episodes,
I
was just put that together just now. It's like there's over 600 of them now, right?
Yeah.
So it's like we were talking about it and it's like, oh, yeah, that episode. Oh, yeah, that's like no wonder because there's 600.
Yeah.
Like, holy smokes.
Yeah. But I love when Marge goes a bit crazy. Like Marge on the Lamb, the Thelma and Louise episode.
Oh,
she goes on the roof power. Like, that's a great episode.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, and Homer, they go to the ballet and, the frozen hot dog, the police chase. Yeah. Like, there's so many good, such a good episode.
And she's like, I don't want to die, right?
They land in the garbage of the landfill, crash into the landfill. And then my fringe character is... I have three. So Sideshow Bob, I already talked about. I love Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
Great voice, awesome hair. Wanna be like failed sidekick to a clown that wants to kill a 10-year-old.
And he's like so well read.
Kelsey Grammer, amazing, my favorite. And then Milhouse. I love Milhouse. Oh my god. Milhouse likes Vaseline on toast.
Nobody likes Milhouse.
My mom says I'm cool. Yeah. Like, he's great.
Thrill House.
But then, Thrill Ho. The screen doesn't fit.
Even the Alf reference. Alf?
Yeah, like when Bart sells his soul and Milhouse owns his soul. And then Milhouse gets really weird and like mean. He's like a nerd, but then sometimes he gets really weird and like angry. And it was like, okay. And it's like, I love Milhouse. And then we were talking about Phil Hartman, Lionel Hutz.
So good.
But that's a sad one. Like it's a stilted.
Remember when he babysits the kids?
Yes, he's burning all the popsicle. That's the same one as when Marge goes out of. Like that's the same episode where she's and he's like, "Why are you burning all your personal documents? Say hello to Miguel Sanchez." He's like, so good.
I was going through your garbage. I couldn't help but notice you needed a babysitter.
You pay $5 an hour, you can have two popsicles from the freezer or something.
Oh, and he's eating one?
Oh, yeah. He's like, and I get to keep this birdcage. Yeah. He's fixing the judge's shoes. He's in court for himself. I kind of feel like Henry Winkler is a bit of a Lionel Hutz on Arrested Development. Like his character, Barry.
I think there's like a lot of that
total incompetent lawyer thing. And it says no money down, like works on contingency, no money down, that whole thing with like the grammar and... Oh, no, that says no money down.
No money. See, that's why it's so good because they were the first, they have their own brand of writing and they have their own brand of humor.
Yeah.
And I feel like nobody tries to really rip it off and they're not really ripping it off anybody. Like it's its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And even Futurama, I guess we're the closest thing to a ripoff of it, but Futurama is its own brand too. So they've really found their foundation of what they do, and it's just, I feel like it can't really be touched in a way. Even with Family Guy or South Park or...
Yeah. I think the only show that has that same level of their own humor has got to be Big Bang Theory.
Well played. Seriously, well played.
Okay. Don't worry. Everybody hates that show.
I was like, what could it be? Big Bang Theory. Say, like, Fawlty Towers.
So many people like Big Bang Theory. Which...
Oh, Jordy. Let's just change the topic quick. Favorite characters, Jordy.
Go. Okay. It's funny how we all pick different people. Although I can get why. But I think mine are both from, of course, mine's Bart. As a kid, I identified with. There's that episode where he doesn't want to do his homework, or he's putting off that test.
The book report or something.
The book report, And then the next day is a snow day. Mm-hmm. Like, legitimately, at that time, that legitimately happened to me as a kid. Like, I was like, oh, I know I'm not on my homework done.
Because he prays next to God,
day,
right?
He prays to
next
God.
Day, I woke up, there's a blizzard. School's canceled. Did I get the homework done on the snow day? No, of course not. I, yet again, went sledding and all those things that kids do on those days. And I identify with Bart Simpson so much, right? And I feel like even just his jokes sometimes are a bit old-timey, kind of like Grandpa Simpson's, right? Like, he'll say things like, you know, rubes and stuff like that, right? And like, do different references, and I don't know. I think Bart's hilarious. And the fact that when I found out, when I was probably about 14 or 15, that his voice was actually like a mid-30-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
It just totally blew my mind.
Totally.
Because
remember
back then, like, you didn't really... It's not
most
like
actors
now.
Weren't actors, really.
No, I mean, you didn't hear about things like that.
They weren't celebrities.
Yeah, like, you didn't hear about that until later on. And I was like, oh my God, his voice is a woman. Like, I totally blew my mind. And then my fringe character has got to be, and same thing, it's all through identity, is Nelson.
Mm.
Because growing up, I was like that. Like, I was not a bully, but I was... kind of a bully.
A rough kid.
I was a big boy. I was a big Alberta boy.
I was a big kid. You know what I mean? Big boned, as they say.
I love when Nelson steals the vest, shoplifts the vest over top of his
other vest.
Same vest.
Exactly. I just love Nelson so much. Like when Lisa's like, sees that picture in his room, that whole episode where she goes to his house.
Yeah.
And she's like, nuke the whales. And he's like, gotta nuke something. I just and then he's like, I think I'm going to take a nap. And she's like, okay. And he's like, smell you later. I don't know. That's just how I was as a kid. I was just, I wasn't mean, but I just was like, didn't think anything was wrong with anything. You know what I mean? I just went through life like, oh yeah, sure, whatever. You know, kind of.
Yeah, he's good.
Kind of like blind to like different things. I don't know. But I still love Nelson to this day. He makes me laugh so much. So
I was always confused the relationship between like Bart and those other bullies, like Nelson and Jimbo and Kearney, where it was like sometimes they're all bullies, but then sometimes Bart's the victim.
I think it's just so that you don't take sides with Bart. I think it's so you can empathize.
I see.
I think it's to teach kids. I think it's a lesson. Honestly, I do think that it's crafted that way to be a lesson.
Yeah.
To be like, you can be in the cool group, but you can also the next day not.
Right.
Yeah. And it teaches you kind of about being, I would like to think, more empathetic.
Well, and those guys will even turn on each other, too. She did. She turned it off.
Your cable TV is experiencing difficulties. Please do not panic. Resist the temptation to read or talk to loved ones. Do not attempt sexual relations, as years of TV radiation have left your genitals withered and useless.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
KBBL Talk Radio.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I'm getting too much Gordon Shumway in my headset. Can you take him out of my headset?
Okay, but on another note, I'll tell you later. Okay,
I'm all paranoid now. So the cat jumped on the laptop.
Now we don't know where we stopped.
And everything went crazy.
You were talking about Nelson and Bart.
But I think I was done.
Yeah, you were done.
I'm done talking about Nelson.
Let's say you're done. Black stuff. My mic 50 feels Slim Jims.
Yeah, exactly.
You're touching it.
Dummy. Gut. Crap factory. Okay, so hold on. Did we go through all our favorite characters?
We did.
And favorite episodes.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Now we can get into some fun facts about The Simpsons. How about that? Ellie, I bet you have some prepared.
I don't, but what? Thanks for putting me on the spot. But I will come up with a few. Fun fact, number one, came on the air same year I was born.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I was holding for applause.
How old are you? How old are you?
Well, you can figure that out. No, 87 it came up. Fun fact, started so on the Tracy.
32. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Now you're right, because I remember I was 8, 7 when I came
up. I don't know
Wait,
how old
32,
I was.
32, 39, 7 But that isn't right. Yeah.
Let's but not do any more math on this podcast.
I know we've done this before. Where we're like, wait, 2017?
How old was Jesus?
How old
was
what
Jesus?
Year is it?
No, no, it's before Christ. That was fun. That was a good one.
I still don't know if we actually got it right. It doesn't matter.
I don't know what fun facts there are. I mean, I guess Conan O'Brien being a writer for it is during those golden eras is a good fun fact that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
Because Conan's amazing across the board, I think, still to this day. Dustin Hoffman has voiced a character in season 1 or 2.
Really?
But went under an alias, a pseudonym.
Oh.
He didn't want to be, because it's a cartoon, he didn't want to be like tarnishing his. So he plays Mr. Bernstrom, Lisa's substitute teacher.
Oh, oh
wow. That's Dustin Hoffman.
Wow.
But he's credited as Sam Edick, which is a funny Semitic. Joke. Yeah.
Hilarious Semitic joke.
Hilarious. Yeah, and maybe in 89, though, as a kicker. But so that's a fun fact.
That is a really fun fact. There's so many
of
them. Holy
smokes. And Meryl Streep was a guest voice.
Oh.
She didn't.
Do you know?
Oh, she was. No, that was Whoopi. No, who was the voice of Maggie? Oh, Whoopi Goldberg was. Who was Meryl Streep?
Who also played Guinan. That's right.
The next generation.
Oh,
we should just make it the Simpsons podcast, and Ian and I try and
Whoopi
steer
Goldberg?
It towards Star Trek.
I tried to go out for Halloween as Guinan one year.
And tried to.
Ellie said no.
I was like, you're not allowed to. Use Rufio instead. It was what much better.
I remember
costume.
That. That was a great
much
costume.
Better.
That was the best Halloween
Actually,
costume.
Ian and I one year went as Radioactive
funny,
man in Fall Out Boy.
I remember
yeah,
that.
Right.
We were in
New York
City.
We were in New York together. Yeah.
When did you go as Rufio?
It was feet
the year before
we were in New York, so probably what year did we make Mon Ami?
Oh, I don't remember.
2010.
10? Did you see a Rufio around 2010?
No, 2012.
October 31st.
Yeah.
12,
like walking the streets.
Yeah, I thought it was you, but
at the Blarney Stone?
Yeah, at the Blarney Stone.
Blarney Stone, that was
big red, big red rooster hair.
Yeah.
So
it was a really good costume.
That's a good costume.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Meryl Streep.
I remember you were making that costume. You're like, Clayton, where can I get like a lot of bones?
Yeah, that's right. I need like a ton of bones. I just buy a bunch of plastic skeletons and cut them up.
A props person helped me on that costume because there was the rubber snake that was part of the chest plate. And it was Sonia. Last name.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of tattoos.
Don't say her last name. It's kind of a forbidden last name these days.
Well,
Ian wouldn't remember.
Sonia, props girl with tattoos.
Yeah, I remember her.
She painted the snake red and tied it together with invisible rope.
Cool.
Fishing line.
Okay, what's the Meryl Streep thing?
Oh, sorry, invisible rope. Meryl Streep is the voice of Jessica Lovejoy.
What?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. Oh, the daughter.
The daughter.
Jessica Lovejoy. Because
I'm
like,
that
wait,
episode
Helen,
where she comes back.
For some reason, I thought Helen Lovejoy,
Lovejoy yeah.
And I'm like, really?
No, that's God. Fair.
Interesting.
That's a fun fact.
Most of them are celebrity guest voice ones, but.
Okay. I have some fun facts that you guys might not know.
You
okay.
have them?
Homer Simpson was originally intended to be revealed as Krusty the Clown.
Oh.
And that's why they look alike. Because they were going to write that in, apparently, at
he
one point.
He was, like, moonlighting as a clown?
Yeah. I don't know how that was
Well,
all
he did
done.
Go to clown college. There's that episode where he goes to Krusty's clown college.
You must ride the tiny bike together.
Exactly. And he's like, the baggy pants, he puts them on. He's like, oh, he's put like a dream. Perfect on him. Oh, that's
so good,
good.
Okay, but that's also, here's another fun fact. God and Jesus are the only characters depicted in The Simpsons that have 5 fingers.
Yes, I knew that.
Oh.
Except for the one imagination of his children looking like they cut to them and they look
real.
Oh, like real people.
Like pink skinned and like blondish
like
hair, like actual
hair
and 5 fingers. Yeah.
Oh, and apparently they also wanted to make them yellow because they thought when people are like flicking through the channels that would get their attention. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what Matt Groening thought.
Mm-hmm. It totally does. It's and it's weird. I mean, you know what? That's the thing I kind of hate about Halloween costumes with The Simpsons is when people paint their skin fully yellow. It doesn't work.
No.
You have to be a costume within a costume. Like, my favorite Simpsons costumes that people replicate are like the state Florida suit that Homer makes.
Yeah, the big, it's like a mattress
with an orange together. Like that. If someone is wearing that on Halloween, they get a big gold star.
Would be so good.
Yeah, because
so
deep
many
cuts.
People wouldn't get it. That is a deep cut.
And Ralph,
sure.
Ralph is Idaho. And is
it's
he
a
just
piece of paper.
That just is Idaho. Yeah. I thought it was like a gray sweater that just is Idaho.
No, it's a piece. I think it's a piece of paper just taped to his shirt.
He's like, I'm Idaho.
Ralph's another beloved fringe character. People love
that episode, the I Love Lisa episode, where
I just rewatched that one.
Oh, so good. And he's like an amazing actor.
The keys are in the trunk.
Look in the trunk.
Oh, nothing gets chocolate out.
See?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's another good era for Clancy Wiggum.
Yeah.
There's too many.
And then Bart wants to go to the Krusty anniversary special.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, well, what if he wants to hold hands?
I'm willing to make
What if he wants to kiss?
I'm prepared to make that second.
You don't want to know how far I'll go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. I love episodes where Bart and Lisa team up.
Yeah.
Those are good ones, too.
What was the one where when he's like, we'll get her, we'll hit her with the hose?
We watched that. That's Lisa's name.
Leaving us relatively dry.
Relatively dry. It's like, enough with the hose. It's like, yeah, he's trying to sabotage the new girl at school. God, we just watched that. What's her name?
Me too.
And she's like, same as Lisa, first chair, sax. Yeah. And then she's the one we always make the Jeremy's iron joke. It's like the game.
It's anagrams. Alec Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
They take a celebrity's name and then rearrange letters to create a word that describes them. And so he's like, Alec Guinness. And she's like, genuine class. And he goes, okay, Lisa. Jeremy Irons. She goes, Jeremy's iron. It's like, here's a ball. Perhaps you'd like to announce it. And she's like, oh, God. She feels so stupid. I love Lisa, too. Aww.
Okay, so have you guys... Okay. Have you guys heard of, obviously you have, but have you heard of the conspiracy people out there who think that Matt Groening is a time traveler?
Oh, because he's
Because
predicted.
Of all these predictions that have come true over the years, they're like, oh, Matt Groening is a time traveler. He's been to the future and come back. And it's like, it's really ridiculous, though.
It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, it pans out, but it's ridiculous. Yeah. Story pans out.
There's been full podcasts about it.
Oh, I bet.
Like all kinds of stuff about
it. Not this one, though.
Not this one. Well, maybe. We did go.
Urban Legends. We did.
Well, didn't we do Conspiracy Mooks?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
We got serious in that one.
We did, but I think we should do a Conspiracy Mooks part two.
Oh, no.
And get deep into it.
But only Hollywood-based conspiracies.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That'd be a good one. Mm-hmm. Like that's sort of a Hollywood-y one.
Yeah. Like the gerbils. Maybe we're not. Maybe not. Everybody got uncomfortable there. No, but do you guys think that that's interesting, like the fact that they said Trump was going to be president?
I guess the part that I, because I haven't watched those newer episodes, I don't really catch when that happens as much as people do. You don't really hear about it until it's on your Facebook feed. But I did watch the episode in the golden years. There's the one where Birch Barlow is like the really conservative radio host who's talking, and when Sideshow Bob's rigging the election to win and against Quimby. And even watching that now is so freakishly relevant with like, and I think they're playing off of like Newt Gingrich and back like in those days with the political right. And then it kind of, but you watch that and I'm like, oh, it's weird how like accurate that still is.
Yeah.
It's like kind of unsettling.
It's very unsettling. I don't like it at all.
Because you think it's like they're just making, it's just satire of the time, but it's like, oh, there's no progress being made.
We're all going to die.
We're all going to die. We don't like to get too political on this podcast.
No. Wait. Are you making fun of us?
No. It's just like, you always say
that. You should be.
We do say that.
You do say it. But I understand why.
Political, but then we do.
But then you do. But it's okay.
We got an election coming up. Maybe we should have one. Maybe we can sway it.
We?
Yeah.
We have an election.
Yeah, we can. We you have guys an election. Don't. You and me. Do.
Mayor of Are we going to
run okay. for president?
No, but props you guys don't vote conservative, do you?
I don't vote at all.
No, no. And my family from Alberta never has. I will say really? That. No, we're Green Party people all the way. I mean, I think it's changed over the past few years with like the turmoil, but like my mom, I never conservative, never. My parents are the least conservative people, and I can't believe they've even lived in that city for as long as they have.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
They're hippies. Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you asking our guests how they vote?
No, just our families. Just our immediate family members and their addresses.
Yes, yes, I am.
Come on to our show. By the way, be prepared to tell us who you voted for.
Who you voted in the last 10 elections and who your family has voted
And you need
for.
To bring your taxes.
Yeah, bring your
taxes. Well, I'll just say my SIN number out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay. Enough with the politics.
Yeah. Everyone get out your credit cards and read the back three numbers.
Seven?
No, because, okay, so...
Oh, Bart's locker combination. This is a fun fact. It's 36, 24.
36.
You know what that is?
What is that?
Ideal female measurements?
Marilyn Monroe's measurements.
Marilyn Monroe. Oh.
Bust, waist, hip.
36, 24. 36, 24. It's a song, too. Did you guys know in Arabic, Homer Simpson, the Simpsons is actually called the Shamsoons. And Homer Simpson's name is Omar Shamsoon. And his beer is soda. And he's given up bacon and the donut-shaped snacks. He gobbled our traditional Arabic cookies called kak.
Spelled
K-A-H-K.
That's funny that they swap out the beer.
But it's funny that they're called the Shamsoons.
The Shamsoons.
Do they? Why not? Do they like change Shamsoons. The animation?
Yeah, kind
of. Oh, and we kind
of. Did a poo get written that. Out of that one too?
Oh, is no. that real? Is that real,
well, it's
Jordy?
On Kick-Ass facts.
Yeah. Story checks out.
Yeah, citation
legit. Hey, like hey. I was telling Clayton earlier, this isn't an educational podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we need something to make that isn't very right, clear. Fucking, we already talked about this. Yeah. Go I, home and fucking. That's funny. Suck it.
Yeah.
I like watching The Simpsons in other countries.
That's
like,
your answer to everything.
We watched it. And I think I was watching it in Costa Rica. It was on TV and they're really fast speaking Spanish and it's just still funny. It's still good.
That's awesome.
And you don't know what's going on, but it's
but
great.
You do well, know you what's do. Going on.
But I do.
Yeah.
There was
I'm like, that's wrong.
No. I watched the Slurm episode of Futurama. In Italy.
Save it for another episode.
And
yeah.
I know, but it was so funny because I knew exactly what was happening because he's drinking the Slurm and it's all in Italian, right? There's no subtitles or anything. And then he's drinking, he's looking and he's like, oh, but I could tell like just through the animation that what was happening and
right.
I laughed my ass off still, so good. Right? So, good. So that was good. Oh man. Okay. So the Simpsons movie. Thoughts.
I you know what I loved the most about that movie was the gimmicks that came along with it. That when all those 7-Elevens switched into Quickie Marts.
I wanted to talk about that.
And I went, the one in
Coquitlam.
In Coquitlam, I went to it too.
Yeah.
I went, got the donuts, got the...
But was it that good?
Yes.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was great. I bought a six-pack of Buzz Cola that I had forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got all the magnet straws for the squishies.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. All the characters in the Quickie Mart. I am a marketer's dream.
In the ice.
Oh yeah, the old man Jasper. Frozen in the ice.
God, you guys remember way more of it than I did.
Well, that and like the big couch that was up at the movie theaters. You could go sit on the couch and get your picture taken with all the Simpsons on their couch. And
but see, I went to the
all that gimmick.
It was really smart.
I went to the Quickie Mart, and I thought it was going to be way more.
No, yeah, it's true. I did anticipate more, but then I thought, well, that would be really hard to pull off.
They did a lot, though. They did a lot. They had the donuts. They had squishies.
They had
Buzz Cola.
But how is it just different from the Slurpees?
Well, it's not. They just put it in a squishy cup.
You just get the and then the staff had the green. Did you think the Quickie Mart shirt?
You thought that they were going to make an entirely new product.
I thought they were going to build the store.
No,
and have everything in there.
They can't.
It's just a veil over a 7-Eleven, Jordy. They still got the taquitos.
I expect a lot, man.
The vegan hot dogs, the meat-free hot dogs at the store.
Yeah.
That's what Jordy wants.
I'm surprised 7-Eleven went along with it, considering how they portray the Quickie Mart as being like super disgusting.
Well, 7-Eleven knows what it is.
They're not hiding.
Don't they?
They're not hiding. Like,
we get it.
Yeah.
Were we in 7-Eleven today?
No.
Well, was that 7-Eleven?
SO. SO.
Oh, I was in a convenience store today and it just made me sad. I was like, this is all gross and everyone in here is gross.
Oh, the hot dog rolling on the floor.
You know what, though? The taquito things they have, I like those.
We tried.
I don't care.
We almost got
Yeah, they tried to upsell us on the taquitos.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I thought about
the jalapeno jack ones.
Yeah, I thought about
it. Forget it.
It's like three for, I don't know, $5.
Do you guys want to go to Sev after this?
Well, we went to Sev.
We should go to, oh yeah, we have a gift bag. We should go to.
We haven't even opened these gifts.
We should go to
Sev
right now, and then we can pick this up on part two.
Oh.
What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to the Quickie Mart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Quickie. So we're going to end this episode now.
Yeah.
And we're going to have another part.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah. Because this is such a big topic.
It is a huge topic.
Bigger than 90s movies.
For some reason.
It is.
Bigger than set peeves. Actually, we should do set peeves when we come back.
We'll do set peeves. Yeah. Set peeves.
Oh, yeah. You guys got to do set peeves.
That is a theme you got to roll with every guest.
Ian has to do set peeves because Sound got a lot of flack from Chris.
From what?
From
Chris Connor.
From Chris Connor.
That doesn't affect me.
Yeah, it does.
There are a few things that bother me.
I bet there is. Can't wait to hear
them. I have
them.
A short list.
I doubt that. By short, do you mean a 397 page?
I have a detailed report.
You have a chapter just on props. And costumes.
Yeah, we want to hear the prop set piece.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pull any punches. Okay, let's come back to this. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Tune in next week?
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have to wait.
Yeah. Tough it out. By the way, we never talked about you hitting your head.
Next week.
Next week. That's the cliffhanger.
That is the cliffhanger. Okay.
Okay, so join us next week with Ian and Ellie.
Yep.
They're going to return. We're going to go to the Quickie Mart. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks
to
everyone.
Dan for the music and Amanda for the artwork. If you want to email us, thepropscast@gmail.com.
Bye now.
And you can follow us on Instagram @thepropscast. Bye.
Bye.